Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 12, verses 37 through 43. The Reverend Philip Krupski is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading for today is from John chapter 12. When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the words spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, "Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore, they could not believe. For again, Isaiah said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, believed in him. But for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, dear friends.
Amen.
Our text for today is that text, John 12, which I read a moment ago. A challenging one, to say the least. One that's not necessarily on the memory work list for all confirmants going through class when they're young. It's almost startling, in a way, to read this. I want to ask you a question this morning, and that is, how much has God revealed to us in his word? How much? How do you answer that question? The answer is, enough. God has revealed enough to us that we might know his son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. That we might know that Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, coming into our human flesh so that he might rescue us. He has revealed enough so that we know of Christ's suffering and his crucifixion to pay for our sins. And we know enough to know that Jesus has risen from the dead to enable it that we can live forever with him in his eternal kingdom. And we know enough to know that Jesus is coming back for us. But then the tougher question is, what has God not revealed to us? That takes us into the realm of the hidden things, the mystery of God. And that's more perplexing, more troubling. So in this realm, why does one child live a happy life with everything in life going their way? Playing soccer, doing well in school, enjoying their family and friends. And another child, young child, get a brain tumor and die. Why? Can you answer that? In this list of questions, why can there be a family with multiple children? They all get raised with the exact same upbringing, the exact same instruction in the Lord, and some of them live out in the faith. And some of them fall away. Why? Do you understand completely how Jesus, the Son of God, can really also be fully human? We can talk about it, but do you really understand it? Or how can we have a triune God? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, but only one God. How can that be? Again, the Bible takes us right up to that edge, tells us about it, but it's beyond our full understanding. There is always some mystery in the hidden things of God. God has made us aware because we need to be aware of these things that we might live by faith in him for salvation. But there are things that will always lie behind the curtain for us in this life. And we must be disciplined
so that we understand that demarcation between what God has really fully revealed versus the things that are still hidden. And where it really gets difficult for us is when we get right up to that edge. In fact, where some things that we're confronted with sort of have one foot in the revealed side of things and one foot sort of in the hidden things of God. And if we aren't disciplined about acknowledging that there are things that are hidden about God and we try to explain them away with our brilliant words, chances are we will be guilty of false teaching. And false teaching is always characterized by offering a substitute in place of Jesus and his cross for our salvation. And it's in that light that we approach our text for today. Our text for today, earlier in John chapter 12, Jesus has said, "And I, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself." And John comments there, saying he said this in reference to the kind of death that he would die. It is only, always only, through the cross that Jesus will draw people to himself. However, our text for today emphasizes that Jesus withdrew, hid himself from the people. There's that hiddenness of God. He hid himself from the people, and John reports that the people were unable to believe, that there was a rejection of that offer of God's grace through the cross. People wanted whatever else from Jesus, military leader, king to sit on David's throne, whatever it might be. Whatever the reasons were, maybe it was just as simple as, "I want bread every day to eat, and you haven't done that so far." So they were rejecting him. And even those rulers of the people that believed in Jesus, they probably couldn't help themselves to see the connection between all the things that have been part of their liturgical life as the Old Testament people and the things that they're now seeing in Jesus. They couldn't help it. But then John says, they believed, but they wouldn't confess it for fear of the Pharisees, because they love the glory that comes from people rather than the glory that comes from God. And John says all of this is in the context, even though Jesus had performed all those signs. That's the word that John uses in his gospel to refer to what colloquial language usually calls miracles. These things where Jesus would bend the natural laws of this earth and make things happen according to a certain weird way, those signs were more than Jesus just offering some temporary, isolated relief from some of the difficulties of this life. But those signs, what were they pointing to? They were pointing to Jesus' identity as the Son of God and the only one who could save us. But John says, even with all the signs, they could not believe. And so the startling part of our text is John, inspired by God's Holy Spirit, pointing to the prophecy of Isaiah in his book, says that the window of God's grace had been slammed shut. And it was now impossible for these people to believe in him. First, John refers to Isaiah chapter 53, where it says, "Lord, who has believed what he heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Isaiah 53, that's the great section of the suffering servant of Jesus. You hold the cross out before people, and often it will be rejected. And then John records the words of Isaiah 6, where Isaiah says, "He, God, has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them." That's startling, isn't it? Because in our complacency, we always think, faith might not have happened for somebody today, but that's okay. They got the rest of their lives. There's always opportunity. We can always kind of punt and wait for the next drive in order to get after this faith thing.
But our text says, in God's righteous judgment, which ultimately is carried out in that hiddenness of God, beyond what we can fully comprehend and understand, in God's righteous judgment against that rejection of His grace, He can end that opportunity for someone to see. Whew. You know, I usually only preach in chapel here because Kara asked me to fill in when nobody else has signed up for a day. And now I know why this day was open. Because everybody else read the text before they said yes. It's interesting. What does all this mean, though? What in reality does this mean for our lives? This is definitely where the hidden and the revealed will and understanding of God collide. And you know, I could try to pine away and try to help all of us understand why God hardened Pharaoh's heart, or why God hardened the hearts of those who rebelled during the 40 years of wilderness wandering as they were heading toward the promised land, or even try to explain why these people in Jesus' day, God says that He had hardened their hearts now too, lest they see and be healed. But it's not so much for explaining as much as it is for observing. We observe that God's word reveals this to us, even though it goes beyond how I can figure out the entire economy of God and figure out how this fits in to His offer of grace through His Son, Jesus Christ. Instead of explanation of when is it okay for God to do that? That's an odd question, isn't it? Because God is God. Instead of trying to explain all that away, we focus instead on our response. Our response in faith is to say, Lord, never let my heart become so calloused that I would reject Your grace. Our response in faith is the understanding that today is the day for salvation, and that it is neither wise nor prudent to ever put it off hoping for the deathbed confession. Our response in faith is to shudder in fear before this God, but to cling to Him in love because He gave us His own Son, Jesus Christ, and by His grace has opened up the kingdom to us through His revelation in His word. And our response in faith is to make the most of this day. To make the most of this day before the window is slammed shut. To bear witness to our family and our friends and our co-workers and our neighbors. It is not for us to know whether the window is still open or not. And so we just assume it's open for everybody. And we endeavor to share Jesus with everybody. We don't spend our time wasting away trying to comprehend the intricacies of the divineness of our God. Instead, we simply cling to what Jesus said is truth, revealed to us. When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. And then finally, I share with you some comfort. 1 Corinthians 13, the Apostle Paul says, now we know in part, but then we shall know fully, even as we have been fully known. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may it guard and keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.